Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, one Ohio city's debate over eviction records.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. 3 years ago, Hamilton County's Clerk of Courts, Pavan Parikh, announced a plan to remove inactive eviction records from the municipal website. Municipal court judges contested that authority. Now, after years of legal debate, the Ohio Supreme Court issued a final say on the matter. The eviction records must stay. Becca Costello with Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU has been following this case and joins us to share her reporting. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Kendall.
Take us through what's happened so far. Why were these records taken off the county website in the first place?
Well, the goal was to remove a barrier for renters. If you think about it, if you have an eviction on your record, it's hard to get a new lease because a landlord might see that and think, this is a tenant I don't want to work with. And an eviction will stay on the record even if it's been dismissed. And online, it's not easy to tell why an eviction was dismissed. So it might be because my rent was late, I paid it to the landlord eventually, so they dismissed the eviction they had filed. Or it might be that they filed an eviction against the wrong tenant in a large apartment building. So Clerk of Courts Pavan Parikh said this was an area that they wanted to kind of remove a barrier for renters. Here's what he had to say.
We know that people are using our website, the public-facing version of our website, as a proxy for instead of going through the process of a full background check or a full credit check. And so they are pulling this information up and maybe not doing the deep dive and deciding, seeing if the case had been dismissed or not.
This policy only applied to inactive eviction records. So that means they were either dismissed or they were fully paid. And those records are still public record, and they were still available in person at the courthouse, just not online.
Okay, and now the state's highest court has ultimately ruled against Parikh's argument. What was their reasoning?
Well, the court battle really started with the fact that the municipal court judges didn't agree with the policy that the clerk had put into place. And they ordered Parikh to restore those records online. He ultimately refused to restore the records, and he sued the judges. The case made it up to the Ohio Supreme Court, and they ended up agreeing with the judges. Importantly, though, the decision is not about whether or not eviction records should be online. It's about who has the authority to make the decision in this policy. So the Supreme Court pointed out in their unanimous ruling, there's no state law that requires online access to eviction records, and not every county in Ohio even has that. But they did say that the clerk of courts did not have the authority to make that policy decision and said that he had to follow what the municipal court judges ordered him to do.
And Hamilton County was not the first to come up with this idea of removing inactive eviction records. A similar system currently exists in Franklin County. And in the case of Montgomery County, dismissed eviction records can be sealed entirely. How will those counties be impacted by this decision?
It seems like these other Ohio counties really won't be impacted by the court's decision because, again, the issue at hand and what the Supreme Court ruling decides is who has the authority to make the policy. So in Franklin and Montgomery County, for example, those judges seem to be in agreement with these policies. So if there's no power struggle, there should be no change in policy.
Help us understand why this matters. Why should Ohioans care about this ruling?
I think it matters in terms of state policy because there's really no guidance in state law about dealing with eviction records. And that's part of the reason why Clerk of Courts Parikh here in Hamilton County felt he did have the authority to make this decision. It was on the Clerk of Courts website that they control. But because there's no guidance in state law, we have this kind of patchwork of policies throughout the state, depending on where you live. It also matters, I think, just for renters, because if you have an eviction on your record, that can haunt you forever. And there are very few options to getting that eviction off of your record. Again, depending on where you live in the state, that can keep you from getting housing.
Okay, that's Becca Costello. She's WVXU's local government reporter. Thank you so much, Becca.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.